And she has so many more about trees of Vrindavan. At least it is about Vrindavan, Braj.
I told her you were thinking about trees.
Yeah.
You said also. So that's what try to enter in our swarup. Swarup sadhan. How to be a gopi? What are the bhavas of gopi? You should know and try to enter in the Raganuga bhakti system.
So you wanted to ask that question?
Just ask one question. At the end of that chapter,
What we have read, Jaiva Dharma?
Yeah.
What we have read? Well,
on what we have read up to past Namatattva, and we are up to the stages of Ras. But we have many questions before that, so now is not.
Two questions.
You gotta take out your notebook if you just like.
You had a question.
Yeah.
That wasn't, didn't have to do that.
Okay. So anyway, maybe today we just ask two questions to finish up that section on Baba. One was Vrajanath and Vidijoy. They each saw their guru as a different Ragatmaka. How is that possible?
In a Madhuras guru, Dasakhabasala. Are also found. They can also give shiksha to classes persons also. So the guru was in Madhuras. So he has given some thing to Vrajanath also. It includes in Madhuras. But a sadhak of Dasaras cannot be, because there is no Madhuras Sattva.
But in the translation, it said that he saw him as Subal, and he saw him as Lalita. How can that be if that's not his vastu, that's not his position?
In Madhuras, everything is, so he can see it. As Subal does seva to Krishna. In Radhika, Subal, Siddham, Lavang, Arjun, Nanda, Jasoda, everything includes in Subhadra. So a man can see in Radhika everything. Just like in Krishna, we can see every conception of Narayan, Garbhodasai, Kirodasai, everything. So, likewise, in his bhakta of Madhuras, any kind of the four ras,
yes,
dasa, can be seen. So a man can see his Gurudev of Madhuras. Vatsalya Rasa also, Nanda Yashoda also, Subal also.
You're not saying one doesn't see that your guru is serving in that mood, or one.
I'm seeing.
Or actually Lalita, or serving in the mood?
Serving in mood, not Lalita. Yeah. But part of Radhika, manifestation of Radhika, in Lalita. Manifestation of Subal, not Subal, because it will be Advait Bhad, Maya Bhad. Manifestation of Subal and Lalita, you can see.
So that a
Other question. It described the stage of bhava. One has to come to Vishuddha Sattva, then Ladini Shakti, and then bhava sprouts, Ankur. When someone just comes to Krishna consciousness, we've seen this, we've had experience, that we come and there's some chanting or the prasad, and so much ecstasy is coming. Not just the philosophy, but some sentiment is coming. So what is that? That is what's the feeling that you have when you first come?
This is Laukiki Shraddha. Mortal Shraddha. Simply Shraddha.
Faith.
Simple Shraddha. Laukiki. Laukiki means worldly Shraddha.
And after that, hearing Tattva Katha and Krishna Katha, this worldly Shraddha transformed into a Prakrit Shraddha. And after that, Anartha removing and Nishtha Ruchi and Asakti comes. But a newcomer cannot have all these things. They'll have to wait and to do sadhana. So these are only Kumal Shraddha. Kumal means very
small.
Small. Not ripe.
Seed.
Not ripe. Unripe Shraddha. So it will not do anything. You'll have to hear and to do sadhana. Hardly. Then a real bhava will come.
But only at Vishuddha Sattva. So before that, then what is the sentiment that one has? Just
is that shadow?
Like shadow. Chayabhas.
Chayabhas.
Or Pratibimbabhas. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has...
Yes, also here we had question.
These are Chayabhas or Pratibimbabhas. But in Bhakta, Chayabhas.
Chayabhas.
And in Mayavadi and others, Karmi Jnani Yogi, Pratibimbabhas.
And that Chaya will develop.
Definitely.
If he's in association, then it can grow into Sai Baba.
But if you don't hear and don't chant and do bhakti, sraman kirtan, then Shraddha will dry. And everything will dry. No use.
This is one other question I just wanted to ask. The guru's picture, and sometimes there is the vigraha, the form of the guru. In what sense is guru manifest in his picture? You have picture of guru?
We see the picture, and at once the real acceptance or guru comes in our heart. And we offer our heartfelt thanks to Gurudev.
By seeing the picture, it comes in our heart.
That exception comes. Conception of Gurudev. He is smiling. We have seen him, but by picture it clears. And all conceptions of Gurudev comes in our heart. And we do what we should.
Sometimes, offering is made to just Guru's picture. Sometimes someone is traveling, and then we say it is prasadam. So how is it being accepted?
Because Guru is very powerful. When we remember him, he will at once come. But his body is not physical. His body is Shuddha Sattva. We cannot see. But he will come. And what will we offer, he will take. And thus it is prasad. Without picture also, if he will offer anything, or pray to him, he will hear and he will at once come. It is sure. Like God, Krishna, when we chant, Krishna is in name, is everywhere where we pray, and he will take everything what we offer. Gurudeva is also, will also have everything which we offer, and he will surely come. He surely comes. He is always with us. Clear or not clear?
No, that is clear. But that seems like most advanced guru.
Guru Yakhanda Tattva, Baladev Prabhu.
So by mercy of Baladev, everything happens.
Baladev Prabhu sees our heart bhavana. And he does everything.
So since you are busy, we will come. We don't want to.
On 30 you can come.
Okay.
But I hope that you will not be angry with me.
We got so much in just this short time, we cannot repay you.
I can come and give.
First chapter on rasa. This is chapter 26.
26 or
26?
26.
We have completed that.
Beginning chapter. The rasvichar. This chapter is beginning of rasvichar?
No.
Yeah, I think so. Yes. After discussion on the...
Nam tattva.
Nam tattva.
Then it comes.
Yes, yeah.
But we also have questions from before that. Should we ask those questions? Maharaj, would you need the book for reference? Or?
No, yoga. It's good, Jala. এটা জৈব ধর্ম দত্ত হিন্দি বেলা তোমাদের বেলা তো এটা থাক এটা
Then we had to do with Namatattva in that chapter on Namatattva.
describes how the pure name descends on the pure mind and the pure tongue of the devotee. So until one has a pure mind, he's actually not chanting the pure name. It's not pure. He's not actually chanting the holy name of the Lord until his heart is pure.
If our heart is not pure, and if anyone is chanting, then certainly it will be Namaparad or Namabhas. There should be Sambandha Gyan. Sambandha Gyan, you know?
Yes, knowledge of relationship.
And unconditionally surrendered soul. This should be. No Namaparad, no Namabhas. Then it will be pure name. Krishna will himself come upon the tongue and in mind.
Then it describes the different types of Namabhas chanting. The English is just by coincidence or by accident, and the example is Ajamil, sometimes in joking,
Parihasa, Stova.
Hela.
Hela. Hela is
the one that we have a hard time understanding is like Hela.
Hela,
which is negligent. He is translated as negligent. So is negligent chanting the same as inattentive chanting? Or is there a difference?
Negligence, chanting Harinam and thinking and doing other things. These are negligence.
Why is that included in Namabhas? Because that is usually considered one of the 10 offenses, one of the Namaparads, is to be
inattentive.
Namaparad, when it is done knowing everything, then it is Namaparad. Negligence is not Namaparad. Simply is not careful and by Sambandha Gyan he is not doing now. So it is negligence. That will come in Namabhas. And in Namaparad, knowing all these things, and when I am in sense, I am doing and repeating all these things, then it will be Namaparad.
So you know you shouldn't do it, but still you are doing. Then but how to stop this inattentive chanting? My mind is so hard to control, and I can try and try and try and try, but still mind is running.
In Manasukha and other books favorable for devotees and favorable sadhan bhajan, they have told that Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, that call Rupa Goswami Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, Patit Pavan Nityananda Prabhu, so bitterly that they will come and they will help us in this act. And we should also pray Harinam, because Harinam is Swayam Krishna in Radha. So, by their mercy, we can chant Vishuddha Harinam. So, without praying and always chanting spontaneously are always chanting Harinam, so that Aparadha and Namabhas cannot come enter in our Harinam. This is the process. By the grace of Bhakta and Bhagavan, Guru and Gauranga. Always chanting, always engage our mind in bhakti anusilan.
Bhakti?
Anusilan.
Yeah.
Anusilan?
Yeah.
Then we can have, we can be protected.
So one needs very strong desire.
A strong desire is very favorable for bhakts, and those bhakts are certainly very swabhagyavan.
Lucky.
Those have firm belief and firm thinking of firm Hari Bhajan.
The, near the end of the chapter on offenses against the holy name, it's 20.
It wasn't 27.
Huh? No, this is a different one. Oh. You can find that one yourself. Talks about initiation near the end of the chapter. It is better, you should never give initiation to the, in the divine name to anyone without considering his eligibility. When you will be a great devotee, you too will be able to give power, infuse power into anyone. First, you have to infuse power into one and good regard in one, and then you may initiate one in the divine name. So long as you are a second-class Vaishnava, your shouts remain indifferent. Here's the end of the chapter.
What chapter?
24.
Yes, 24. Last minute. Is there any slok?
Of all the instructions that have been laid down in the Vedas, the chanting of the holy names is best.
What is the question, Yon?
It doesn't, the translation here, I'm not sure about what it means. It seems to say that a second-class Vaishnava, he can initiate someone who he inspires, who he can inspire. But a first-class Vaishnava can inspire anyone. He can give inspiration, even if the person is not so qualified.
Only first class Vaishnav can give inspiration to the other hearts. But sab prathame What is?
But then it says a second class can give initiation to someone whom he can inspire.
Inspire? That Harinam is best sadhan, he can say. That is inspiration. And he creates sabdha of Harinam and bhakti. That is, in some extent, it is Shakti Sanchara also. But in first class,